Eric, I've got to tell you, for years now, there have been a number of guests who have been on various programs, including Coast to Coast, where they have talked about the possibility of objects hitting planet Earth. Now, they weren't talking about the possibility of asteroids or things like that. What they were saying, that there were bona fide Planet X objects in the solar system that were unknown to astronomers and that they would come by and caused all kinds of havoc. One person claimed that, again, in the end of May of 2003, we would get zapped by this Planet X. It did not happen. She even pushed it back a little bit and said it would happen in June. And it did not happen. There was another individual sometime later who was pretty successful in having a vision of a tragic airplane crash in Chicago, in which he notified the FAA about it. They really didn't listen, or there wasn't too much they could do about it, I guess. But he too felt that there would be a large object coming by the planet. Made that prediction. It did not as well. So a lot of people, Eric, have said, and they've used specific dates. Now, you've used a specific date as well, that objects were going to come by. What makes your story interesting, first and foremost, is you're talking about an object that astronomers know is out there. You're talking about an object that will get, in terms of astronomy miles, pretty close to the planet. So that's real. That we know. But your story gets even stranger. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I am. So first, thank you to remind people that there are some data very precisely, and I studied them, and I follow the news about the comet Waksman 3. And yes, I'm what we call normally an experiencer or a contactee. And have met psychically and physically extraterrestrials that I call the blue beings, because they were blue. They were about 5 feet tall with a big head with big eyes. And they were very gentle, very kind, and they want to help the humanity to evolve. Well, the fact is that I have written a book, The Science of Extraterrestrials, with the help of these extraterrestrials. And this book is the bestseller in France, where it has been, published. And the book will be published soon, in the United States. But the fact is that I have explained learned from them how the UFO phenomena work, and how even the paranormal phenomena work too.
Now, Eric, are they communicating with you? Are they communicating telepathically, or are they communicating with you directly?
They are both. They communicate with they have communicated with me psychically a lot of time, and even one time a night when I have disappeared for 3 physical hours. And I have learned many things. So what I have learned from them is, the principles of their technology and their science.
Now, you do know, Eric, there are some people, though, that are going to say, you know what, he needs to be taken away, locked up, and let's just throw away the key. I'm sure you get that kind of criticism once in a while.
Yes. I have encountered, a lot of criticism in France, and of course, even my main detractor recognized that what I have brought is real, is something valid, worthy. And now, of course, I have to spread it out, in the United States. But it's not the problem tonight. The problem is that I have I've had first a vision in 2003 where there were a big wave in the Atlantic Ocean coming from the underwater volcanoes eruptions,
mm-hmm.
with the boiling water, very black, even with lava inside, and with a cruiser sinking into the water. And then I've been in a building. I can't say of course, the city, because I don't want to scare people. But it was a big city, you know, on the Atlantic coast. I was in the top of the building, and I saw a big wave, which was about 200 meters high.
So what you believe is that the fragments of this comet are probably going to crash into the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, I'm always in vision, with the vision, I mean. And I saw a fragment or comet coming from the sky hitting or striking the underwater volcanoes. And then they erupted. Well, then, some 3 years after, I mean, the last, April the 7th, I was in contact with my ET friends, and they told me that it will be May 25th, it will happen. And then, you know, I didn't have any information about any comet or asteroid. And I have learned in a forum, French forum, that exactly on May 25th, the comet 73P Schwarzschild-Wachmann 3 had to cross the ecliptic plane of the Earth around the Sun. There is one chance on millions to know the exact date of such an event. I mean,
and you had that date. Now, some people have done some mathematics, and they said that it's unlikely that any of the fragments are going to get close enough to hit the planet. You think otherwise?
Yes, absolutely. I've studied this comet, and most of the people know that, I mean, according to the announcements of Don Yeomans of the Near-Earth Object Program, that the closest point of the comet will be 10 million kilometers from us. But the facts are very different. There is a fragment, which is the fragment S, which will be at about 7 million kilometers from us. And we know, you know, 1 month before that, these fragments, there are already 40, will be fragmented again. And if you count the solar wind, if you count the angle of, you know, the crossing of the ecliptic plane, you know, add all this data, and you'll see that it's absolutely possible.
How many fragments, Eric, do you think are going to hit the ocean?
Oh, you know, we will probably meet what we call a meteor shower. And this is quite normal, and there is a big chance to have such a meteor shower.
So a series of fragments you believe could hit?
Yes.
More than one?
Oh, more than one, yes. Well, you know, this particular comet has been the closest point in the 1930, and was something like 15 to 20 million kilometers from Earth.
Now, your ET friends that you say you're in contact with, they know this is about to occur. They obviously may be seeing the incoming comet. Are they going to stop it for us?
Yes. The matter is that this is quite complex. I mean, the intervention of the help of the ETs. The fact is that they need our consent, or they need to know whether we want them to come to help us.